Happy New Year to everybody. I hope you guys kicked off your 2018 better than 2017. So obviously an extremely disappointing season for us. Clearly it was a difficult year for our players, obviously for our fans as well. I'd like to take this opportunity to thank our fans for sticking with us and being in this with us all the way. I'd like to also thank the players in the locker room for everything that they've continued to try to do to get this organization to winning. That's the one thing I came here for, and I haven't delivered that to this organization or football team, and for that I apologize. But I promise you this, I'm going to do everything in my power, you know, from this moment on, with the help and resources within our organization to get this organization turned to winning. And I understand the disappointment that all feel right now, because I think we're all going through it. But I know one thing, we're going to do everything we can as an organization to get the Cleveland Browns where we feel that they are a winning football team. We have a lot of work to do. I think the number one thing, us as coaches, personnel, everybody in the building, we all have to go back and look and see and make sure we're doing the right things to get us there, and I think we will do that. I'm excited about the opportunity in 2018. I'm thankful and grateful for Dee and Jimmy to allow me to come back and be a leader here. And I do get that all of our fans, they truly want results, and I understand that. And that's something we need to give them. But nothing I say is going to make a difference. I get that. I think the only way that we change the things that are said is to get to winning, and that's what we have to do.
Hugh had a hard time last night convincing some fans that you should be back this mm-hmm. year. You know, why do you feel like you deserve another year to get this turned around?
Again, that's something. Right? No, I mean, I get that. I do understand our fans' thought process that way. And I do understand the tremendous amount of pressure it puts you under trying to answer that. But, I mean, I think Dee and Jimmy answered that best. He made that decision. And like I said, I'm just grateful that they're allowing me the opportunity to do that.
Hugh, when you talked yesterday about some other people would have said uncle, mm-hmm. did you ever come close to quitting?
No, it's not about quitting. And I hope people don't take that the wrong way. When I say I don't think any other coach could do that job, I'm not trying to sound arrogant or flippant or anything like that. I just think these situations are hard when you don't win. I mean, when you're doing everything you can to win and it doesn't happen that way, I think those situations are hard. And I don't think the average person can go through that, you know, and that's what I meant by that. I think that's a tough situation to be in, but at the same time, I'm grateful and thankful that I do have enough strength, courage, fight, and I have enough support. I think that's the biggest thing. And to me, I'm be very honest with you, support from fans, support from the people in our building to get through this so that we can get on the other side.
Where do you think your quarterback situation is?
Well, I think we have a young player that's played a lot of football. You know, Deshaun's a young player who we drafted on this team, started the first game that we played this year. I think Deshaun has the necessary tools to be a good player in this league. We just have to continue to work with him, you know, and get him over this. There's a lot of players before him who are young that's come in this league and played and not had success right away. And then you look up and these guys are, some of them are Hall of Famers and going on. Not saying that that's going to be the process for Deshaun, but I just think it's really early to write him off or really early to say he is the guy. Because I think we all know we're going to continue to add good football players to this team. We'll look to add people at the quarterback position as well, just like any other position on our team. But at the same time, there's a lot of experience and growth that he had this year because he went through the whole season for the most part that he's going to be able to grow from during the offseason. So I think that would be important for him.
Hugh, the record is the record, mm-hmm. and Jimmy has talked about it, and you've talked about it, of guys playing hard mm-hmm. here. Beyond that, what would you point to that you would say, I've done well as a head coach here, whether it's scheme or strategy or player development? What would you point to as proof that you have been a good head coach here?
Well, I think there's some players here that have been developed. I mean, when I look at Duke Johnson and his ascend to what he's done this year. I mean, I think it was some hit and miss with David Njoku. It's not always consistent when you're talking about young players. I think there's even at times where Deshaun did some good things. But, I mean, again, I know what you're getting at, but at the same time, I think there's a lot of things that we've done well. We just haven't won the games. I think players playing hard in the National Football League is important. I think a locker room sticking together and fighting every week, I think that's really important in the National Football League because it doesn't happen all the time. So I think there's a lot of things that we have done well. Obviously, the record is, like you say, what it is. We can't run from that neither.
Hugh, what was the major flaw in the way that this was all set up, the main reason for losing, in your opinion?
You know, again, the bottom line is we didn't play well enough. We didn't coach well enough. You know, we didn't get the things done that we set out to do. And I think, you know, to make it more than that, you can't. I mean, we had an opportunity every week to go play and go win, and we didn't do that. So that's what it is.
I know you've been asked in recent weeks, and it's been rumored, speculated, all those type of things. First off, will you definitively add an offensive coordinator this offseason? And part two of that is are you considering making changes to your coaching staff?
Well, let me say this. I think I kind of addressed that some weeks ago when I said that that's something that I'd be looking to do. I'm going to take this week myself and go reflect on all those things. But it is something that I've thought about, adding a coordinator here. And again, I think the staff decisions for me will be from reflecting, you know, over the next week or so and just seeing where we are, seeing what I think I need to do to help this organization be the best it can be. I think that's one of my jobs as a leader, is to go back and look, how can we improve, how can we get better in all the different areas.
How do you account for all the special teams breakdowns?
I'm sorry?
How do you account for all the special teams breakdowns, especially lately?
Got to play better, got to coach better. That's what it is.
Will Kirby Wilson be considered for offensive coordinator?
Well, I'll look at everything. You know, I'll go back through and look at everything that all the guys that are on our staff and all those things. But I think, again, that's going to be in a little time here.
Hugh, Jason McCourty said yesterday that he thought this roster is far more talented than 0-16,
mm-hmm.
and that he's tired of people saying that there aren't the guys here.
No,
do you agree with that? Do you think this roster is more talented than 0-16?
Let me say this. I respect what Jason says. He's a player on the team who works extremely hard and has been in the National Football League, and that's his opinion. You know, I think you guys asked that right after the game. That's how he feels. So I have to respect what Jason, what he feels.
Do you feel this roster is more talented?
I don't want to get into the roster and if we're talented or not. We're 0-16, so I think to make it more than that and say the roster is or isn't doesn't do anything.
Go back to Kizer.
Uh-huh.
What did yesterday show you about him, and do you definitely want him to be in the mix with the quarterbacks next competition?
Right. Well, he'll definitely be in the competition. There's no question about that. I thought yesterday Deshaun played extremely hard, made some plays, obviously throwing the football, made some plays with his legs, put us in position to have an opportunity to win the game. Again, I thought that was one of his better games. But again, there's still some things that he'll be first to tell you he's got to continue to work at and grow from. And he's just still in that young stage as a young quarterback. But there's no question he's going to be here. He's going to have every opportunity to compete, and that's what it should be.
How much time have you spent with John Dorsey discussing quarterbacks, and how do you guys line up?
A lot. We spent a lot of time together. So I feel very comfortable with that process that we're going through, myself and John. John's a tireless worker in the building, and all we do is talk about how do we make this football team better.
I saw something on NFL Network yesterday that John Dorsey was going to be hiring the offensive coordinator. Can you address?
Yeah, I don't. Again, I really appreciate John's expertise. He's seen a lot of different ways to do things, and I will lean on him for things, but I don't think John's, making a decision on if we're going to have a coordinator or not.
Your call, right? I mean, head coach makes that call.
I would think so. Thank you.
It's one thing if you win, you go 1-15 or 2-14 or whatever. 0-16 is something that will stick forever. When people talk about Cleveland Browns, 0-16 will always now be mentioned.
Mm-hmm.
Would you
maybe address the the gravity of that, the realization of just the negative connotation that comes with it. There, I think there are some fans out there that kind of feel that there isn't that awareness, within the building of just how awful that that a record like that is and being mentioned constantly. Now,
oh no, it's awful. I mean, you said it. We all have to wear it. I mean, I don't think anybody wants to be associated with that. No one started the season thinking that this is how it would turn out. I'm sorry and I apologize if people think that we're not distraught about it. But I don't think us talking about it over and over and over again, because I think everybody else will. I think what it's done is an urgency within the building, within our team, within everybody to get it fixed. You know, because if you don't, this is what things lead to, you know, and I think we all get that. I mean, it's tough. You know, like you said, this is going to be next to my name for the rest of my life. This is part of my legacy now. Some of the players that are here, the coaches that are here, everybody. And there's a lot of coaches in here that have, there's some that have been in Super Bowls and won Super Bowl games on this staff. So that's hard. But at the same time, we can't just truly make it about that. We got to make it about how do we get this better as fast as we can. And that's what we're trying to do.
Hugh, I think there are some people who would say another coach would have won some games with this team. Mm-hmm. I think that. Mm-hmm. Do you disagree with that?
Again, you're entitled to your opinion. Me saying whatever I feel is not going to change. I'm sitting here, going to be here, going to coach this team until I can get this team to winning. Nothing I say is going to matter, so I get it.
Can you address the receiver position, where you're at and how much you think you need to fortify it?
I think where we are, obviously I think getting Josh back was good. Obviously he made some huge plays yesterday, and there was other times we tried to get him the ball, and Pittsburgh was definitely denying him that opportunity, but he made some plays. Corey's still a young player who's, got to continue to grow and get better. Rashard Higgins showed up, made some outstanding plays in the game, 2 touchdowns. I mean, he had a catch and run as good as we've had all year. So I thought that was good. You know, Ricardo Lewis, I think, is another emerging player on our team. You know, didn't play as much once Josh got back. So I just think we have guys who got to continue to get better. But like I said, at every position, we're going to look to add more talent everywhere on our football team as we move forward.
Talk about Coleman in the offseason. I mean, for a while we've been talking about him. Mm-hmm. And growing up, being professional, you could easily blame. Does his attitude and approach have anything to do with that drop?
I know everybody, the drop was huge, and it's a play that Corey had an opportunity to make, he didn't make. There was a whole bunch of other plays in that game, too, that we had chances to make. I mean, we fumbled the ball, we did these things, and again, does Corey need to continue to improve? Yes, he does. But I just don't want to make it all about just that one play, too. I just don't think that's fair. There's so many other things that happen in the game, you know, that could have made a difference. But I know that play will be remembered, as I said yesterday, because it was the last play we had. So does he need to get better? Yes. Does he need to continue to work in our program and get better? Yes, he does, and I think he will.
When you hear, reporters see a report such as that Josh Rosen would not want to come here, he'd rather go to the Giants or whatever, do you feel like you've got some damage control to do out there with young guys like that, with free agents, with young quarterbacks that might have to?
Let me say this. I don't really want to comment about the young quarterbacks who may be coming out. I just think in general, I think the question was said earlier. I think being 0-16, the stigma that comes with that is that we're going to have to do some recruiting everywhere. First of all, not just players. We got to re-recruit our fans. I think we got to re-recruit everybody who's associated with the Cleveland Browns, first and foremost. And then I think we got to do, like you said, we got to go out and do a better job with the players and get them to understand really what is here and what we are trying to accomplish and what we are trying to do. I get it. Right now is not a good time. But like I said, me talking about it or trying to explain it away is not going to change it. I think the only thing that's going to change is results. You know, and in order to do that, is there some convincing we're going to have to do? Absolutely. I think we're in a war for talent on every level right now, and that's okay.
Sometimes the way you talk about this, these two seasons,
it seems like you in some way feel like this happened to you, that you're a victim of this?
That's you saying that. I've never said I'm a victim. I'm just a bit. I said it the other day. I'm just a bigger part of this as anybody. I mean, I don't know what it is you want me to say that would make you feel okay. I think at the end of the day, I mean, I'm the leader of this, part of the leadership group of this. And I've been very disappointed in all of it. But at the same time, we're going to fix it. You know, Jimmy and Dee have given me the support needed in order to feel that we're moving in the right direction, and I think that's what we're going to do.
Hey, does John Dorsey share your 6'2" minimum size?
The profile? I think we're very close on the profile fit. Yes, I do.
That would, like, eliminate a Baker Mayfield guy, right?
Well, I mean, it all depends. There are outliers to anything, right? A guy can do it, a guy can play. There's some things you have to overlook, you know. But there are some things that we're, you know, going to be hard about and steadfast on. But there are some things that we'll work through as well.
As you assess the roster, and just from a coaching standpoint, mm-hmm. how long is that process going to take you, and how involved with John will you be in that process of evaluating? Because obviously he's doing the same thing.
Right. I'll be very involved with John that way. And it's going to be ongoing. That's going to be fluid. You know, we're going to keep working through every piece of it, because I think you have to really dig into everything now. You know, there's nothing you can leave, you know, out of this equation. I think you got to go through it all on every player and make sure we understand exactly how this guy fits, what's the intended use, you know, how we're going to go about placing this guy on our football team, the whole nine yards. I just think you do that at every position as you move forward, and I think John feels the same way.
Do you have a better idea about whether you accept an invitation to coach in the Senior Bowl again?
Do I have a better idea about it? Right now, I don't, you know, it hasn't come to me, so I don't know that.
If somebody asks,
oh, yeah, I mean, if we had the opportunity to, then we would, yeah.
Does Mayfield being there add to the intrigue for you, the Heisman?
No question. Any time that you can be around those guys, I think it's great, you know, because you get to see them in a whole different light. You know, again, we'll cross that when we know.
We all know Josh Gordon's history. Now you've been around him for 2 months in a mm-hmm. row. First of all, do you expect him to be back? And do you think you can count on him moving forward as one of your foundation pieces?
I do, because he hasn't done anything to justify anything else other than that since he's been back. He's worked extremely hard on the field. He's worked extremely hard off the field. He's a very talented player. Now he's got to continue to do the right thing, you know, as the offseason comes. You know, now here comes the next phase for him. So he needs to go handle that the right way, you know, once he leaves here. But I do expect Josh Gordon to be a contributing member of this football team. Come back ready for the offseason and get ready for the season.
Can you see some of your colleagues getting fired today? Are you even more grateful to be sitting up here?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I get it. You know, there's a lot of guys who have better records, all of that are being let go. You know, so I'm very fortunate and blessed, as I said earlier. You know, and I thank Dee and Jimmy for that, because there very easily could be somebody else sitting up here. But obviously they see something, and I'm very fortunate that they do, that I can lead this organization, this football team, to where it needs to go. So I thank them for that.
When you say you have to reconvince fans, I mean, at 0-16, 1-31, mm-hmm. what's the sales pitch?
We just get to winning. Get to winning. Like I said, it's not going to be nothing I really say. You know, we're going to say a lot of things. There's going to be a lot more media opportunities as we go throughout the offseason program and getting into training camp. And none of that will matter until we start playing. I get it, you know. And that will be the convincing part. You know, it's not going to be words. It's going to be action. It's going to be what we do. It's going to be the players that we place on this football team. It's going to be what this football team potentially can look like and what it can be, and then how it plays as it goes through the season. Nothing else is going to change this, in my mind.
Hugh, when you look at offensive coordinator, mm-hmm. be adding somebody like in a Pep Hamilton role, or is there a possibility that, you know, you could turn over play calling depending on who you call?
Oh, yeah. No, there's a possibility. I mean, I've said before that at some point in time I would like to do different, you know, because I think it's important to coach the team. Now that I totally understand the situation, have been through it, have looked at it, and again, I didn't want to put that pressure on somebody else early in this situation. But now knowing, now seeing, and now truly believing that the team is going to take a step forward, you know, I think everything's on the table.
Is there? I understand what you're saying about not wanting to do that initially, but mm-hmm. When you consider the responsibilities of being the play caller, and then the game management side of mm-hmm. it, you know, having to deal with the challenges and the clock management and just the in-game decisions and strategy. Looking back, was that too much all at once on your plate with this team? And do you regret handling all of that?
Could have been too much. You know, when you look back, there's all kind of decisions that you could say, man, wish I would have did this differently. But I don't regret putting somebody in a situation to not be successful. I just don't believe in that. I believe I got this job because I was very good at doing what I did, which was call plays. And obviously that hadn't been the case here that way. So I just think it would have been somebody else's issue. And I don't think that would have been fair. I think as we move forward, it's something that I will really think through what's best for the team, what's best for the organization. And so if that's what it is, that's what it is.
Do you feel personally you have to get off to a winning start next year and the organization does? And if so, will your offseason aim be geared towards adding guys to the team that can get victories quickly, such as a veteran quarterback and, you know, some outstanding free agents and whatnot?
Right. Let me say this, Mary Kay. You said it best. I mean, I'm not going to say what it is, but I do believe without question that this organization needs to get to winning as fast as it can, you know, and Hugh Jackson needs to get to winning as fast as he can, because you can't continue to go down this road of 1-31 and losing. I mean, that's unfair. It's unfair to all involved. And so, like I said, I'm here because I truly believe we're going to win. I truly believe we're going to do the things that support the coach in giving him opportunity to win, and supports the organization in giving him opportunity to win. That's what I believe.